Well, what we're doing is we had, with our Porter's pilot project, we have four promises, and those are tidy up the town, put the market back into market raising, shopping sustainability, which involved opening two community shops, and business support to our traders. And we've done a lot of work around those, in particular a lot of success with the monthly themed market over the past year. We're building on those four promises with the next tranche of money that we've got from the government, which is the High Street X Fund money, and we're really fortunate to be one of only seven towns to get that money. So we're building on those four promises, and some of the exciting projects we've got in that X Fund money include a community cafe, for example, more business incubation. We've still got our community shop, and we want to build on that. We've had about 30 local providers and suppliers and makers and crafters that have had products in there, and we've given them a route to the high street. We're doing a lot around marketing. We've used a lot of volunteers from the local university in Lincoln, and they've created some branding materials for us, and we've put those up around the town. We've put a lot of adverts in the local and regional press. We've done a lot of work around social media as well to promote the markets and the town generally as a destination for visitors, but also a destination for businesses. We're working directly with our local with the high street traders itself. We've got in just in excess of 80 independent traders. There's only about four or five national shops in our very small town, so it's really important that we support the independent traders and work with them to make sure that they can continue to offer that sort of boutique department store in our small market town. And we're really really grateful for all the help we're getting from ATCM and the DCLG. The government's supporting that obviously through ATCM and all the expertise that we're getting, and at the moment we're in a business planning phase to just really drill down into what we're doing exactly in the next sort of 12 months. So it's an exciting time.